Carsten Temme, and I'm the CEO of Pivot Bio.
Carsten, let's begin with an overview of the company, Pivot Bio, how it was formed and what you do.
Well, sounds good. I love getting to tell the story of what my team has been able to do. And we started the company in 2011, really based on some of the academic research that my co-founder and I had been working on for the last decade or so. And what we realized was that fertilizer has been such a boon for the industry over the last 100 years, but also carries some significant challenges. I was just reading the other day that about half of the world's population wouldn't have enough food if we had to stop using fertilizer today. And that fuel that's the foundation of growing all our crops also has some pretty significant challenges, because globally about 80% of that fertilizer turns into pollution. Now in the U.S. we've been really intent on being able to maximize the efficiency of fertilizer, but at the same time, even for a commodity crop like corn, about 30 to 40% of that can end up leaching into the water system or turning into nitrous oxide as a greenhouse gas. So the thing that we realized when we started Pivot is the crop's own microbiome has another tool that can complement fertility management strategies. And there are microbes that already live and attach to the roots of rice and have the ability to be able to produce nitrogen for the crop. The challenge, though, is that 100 years of fertilizer use has silenced those genes. And so what we do at Pivot is rediscover these microbes with a dormant capability, something they're naturally able to do, but has just gone silent with 100 years of fertilizer use. And we bring those into the lab and reawaken the genes. We turn them back on. And then we can package them up either as in-furrow treatments or seed coatings, and deliver that back to the root system of the plant and to the natural microbiome of the root. And now these microbes can produce nitrogen on demand on a daily basis for the crop. So that can be a really powerful complementary tool for anybody's fertility management strategy.
Absolutely. An exciting prospect. How far along with the research and development are you?
Well, it's an exciting time for us. We're at the spot of announcing today in a new program. We're calling it the Intent to Pivot program. And we've partnered with some of the most progressive growers and the team at Intent to be able to beta test our first commercial product. And so this is a large plot testing across acreage. It's pre-commercial, and we're looking at that exact commercial product, seeing how it integrates into everybody's existing practice, and poising ourselves for a launch next year.
So an in-furrow application, it could be a seed treatment. Is this technology a natural technology or synthetic, or how would you describe it?
Well, it's something that is naturally part of the microbiome of the plant. So these are microbes that adhere to the roots of a crop like corn. They kind of fit the roots like a glove, and they've been there for millennia. And what we've done is taken some of the genetics that have gone silent and turned those back on. So it's really something that if the microbes are next to the seed, as soon as you have that first germination event, the symbiosis kicks in, and that relationship between microbe and plant flourishes throughout the growing season.
The relationship with overall soil health too here, Carsten, as you try to build more organic matter, you're going to have a plant that's able to take up more nutrients, but are you also looking at a nitrogen supplement? Are you still looking at other forms of fertilizer that the plant will just more efficiently take up? Or would some of those commercial products go by the wayside with something like this?
Well, this first generation of our product, our first generation of the technology, we've worked pretty intently with a number of university partners, and we can quantify that these are producing between 25 and 35 pounds of nitrogen per acre. And that's something that really can do a great job filling in some of the gaps during the season and eliminating different forms of nutrient stress, either across the growing season after water events or even intra-field, eliminating some of that variability you'd see on the yield monitor. Now, that's not to say we're done there. We definitely have been working to improve the second generation of the technology, and we fully envision that what we have today, when it comes to market, it's going to be producing about 70 pounds of nitrogen per acre. And there's a path to a point in the future where these microbes are the primary source of nutrient for the crop.
Yeah, a clear win-win here when you look at the yield potential, but also the fact that this would be a positive environmental alternative. You talked about some of the problems with leaching, and water quality is certainly something that agriculture is paying close attention to. So some major benefits that way, it appears.
Well, it really becomes a powerful tool that complements a lot of the strategies everybody's taking today. You know, there are so many good ways to be a responsible steward of the land, and what we hope is our product gives you one more strategy to continue maximizing the efficiency and the profitability of every acre.
Yeah, I have to admit, when I saw the pivot in the name of your company, I was thinking irrigation, but it certainly seems more appropriate that the pivot is in reference to farmers turning away or pivoting towards something different with their agricultural practices.
Well, it's a good recognition of the challenges that all of our farmers face, and we've got a substantial increase in the global population ahead, and growing demands for just how much protein everybody wants to eat. So if we want to be able to continue to be as productive and profitable as possible, you know, really be both running solid, smart businesses and making sure that land is productive for future generations, hopefully technologies and products like ours can be a part of that solution.
Coming back to a likely timetable for you, you mentioned you're going into that beta stage, the first round of testing. What's your optimistic outlook as far as a point where your products could be commercially available?
We really see this as the pre-commercial stage for the first product. And by being able to work with some early adopters as our partners for the program, we're very much looking to a first launch in 2019. And then we'd like to be able to make sure that these products can get in as many hands as possible and on as many acres as possible in a rapid manner.
And I have no idea what it takes to get to the point of a commercial launch for a product like this, but are there some additional hoops that will need to be jumped through, maybe from a regulatory standpoint or something like that?
Well, these really have a pretty direct way to get in, onto the farm, and we've been working with the various state and federal agencies to ensure that the microbes we've been producing at the core of this product have a pretty direct path into the marketplace. And so we're working on all of those product label registrations, and we've got all of the right testing it that's already been done to show these are both efficacious and really making an impact on every acre.
You provided a really good overview of what's in the works right now, but when you condense your message to a farmer, when you're talking to them about intent to pivot and you really want to drive home the central theme of what's going on here, what's that message sound like, Karsten?
This is the first time we can look to a bio solution to produce nitrogen on demand for a crop. That means being able to guarantee that the access to nitrogen is there every day of the growing season, especially during those late vegetative stages when the crop needs it most. And that translates to improved top line and bottom line economics, more productive yields at a more efficient use of input resources.
Where can our listeners go to learn more about Pivot Bio?
You know, definitely check out our website. It's pivotbio.com. And we'd always be more than happy to welcome some incoming calls or emails and follow up and have a lot of conversations with interested listeners. At the end of the day, we'd like to make sure that we're building products on a strong scientific foundation. And this is really a partnership with growers around the U.S. to make sure that we're helping that farm run more efficiently and more profitably.
Karsten, anything else about Intent to Pivot that you want to make sure we cover today?
You know, this is really a watershed moment for thinking about nutrient management. It's the first time that a microbe can produce nitrogen for corn, and it's moving to scale. These are microbes that are operating across acreage and in a commercial ready package that's being put through its paces by our partner growers. So we're looking for anybody who's forward thinking and progressive and wants to put a product like this through its paces, and invite them to reach out and connect with us.